You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed. And this morning in the studio, we've got Chris Puliuvea, who has just completed his PhD, defended it successfully, congratulations, in the medicine school, the medical school at the University of Auckland, specifically in the Department of Molecular Medicine and Pathology. Welcome to the studio, Chris. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here. Really interesting sounding PhD. You've been looking at the effects of unique Māori and Pacific gene variants on immune function. Start us at the beginning. What does that actually mean as a basic sentence? What are we talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, we all have these sets of genes, right? Everyone has the same genes. But from time to time, you might have little variations of these genes, and they might look differently, they might behave differently.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, what we've found is that there are a bunch of these variants that are actually enriched in Māori and Pacific people and are actually found in quite high frequency. So we're talking, you know, about 30%, for example, of Māori and Pacific people will have this specific variant. And so what my role here was to really investigate how these variants will impact your immune function. Does your immune system overreact or underreact, or how does it behave? And so that was really the backbone of my thesis.
That's such an interesting place to start, and interesting as well that you say it's quite surprising how many people that you know, gene variant shows up in. Because also we know, I mean, it's, you know, a real part of our health system and health outcomes in Aotearoa that Māori and Pacifica have a lot worse health outcomes on statistics level. Yeah. This is the type of research I'm imagining that would be able to support better outcomes for people. What kind of stuff were you specifically looking at when it came to those immunity, autoimmune situations as well?
Yeah, so what we wanted to do was we'd come in here, I would look at some of these gene variants and, you know, does it increase your risk of developing diabetes, for example, or does it increase your risk of developing cancer?
Mm.
And so one of the variants that I was actually looking at was this gene called CRIBRF. Everyone has this gene, right, CRIBRF. But about 30% of Māori Pacific people have a different version of that CRIBRF. Now, this variant is actually associated with increased BMI.
True, right.
And so while at the same time, being, you know, associated with increased BMI, it actually protects against type 2 diabetes.
Cool.
Which is really strange, really weird, and it sort of didn't make sense. So what we wanted to do was try to understand that. And I wanted to understand that from an immune perspective.
Mm.
Is this protection from the immune system? Does the immune system play a role here? And so how really important is, you know, mentioned earlier about the health outcomes. And what this can then do is we're now moving into an era of precision medicine.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to tailor, you know, medications, prescribing medications, and how we sort of deal with these conditions to, you know, improve health outcomes for Māori and Pacific people. And so, you know, some of the things is, do they respond to the same medication or not? And so if we can understand, for example, how 30% is protected against type 2 diabetes, if we can understand the underlying mechanisms there, we can apply it to the rest.
That's really
and
cool.
So, yeah, to really improve that health outcome.
That must have been really exciting to be learning about this in your research, because you can see such a direct link between, like, the science that you're looking at and those outcomes, you know, potential outcomes in the future as well.
Yeah.
What is the next step after this PhD? You know, what is the next step for applying this science or you know, bringing it into the health system in a bigger space?
So once we understand, we do a lot of these studies in animal models. We'll also do a little bit in humans as well. And once we understand, for example, those with the CRIBRF variant that we were talking about, maybe they respond differently to certain medications, for example, immunosuppressive medication.
Mm.
And so if we can see that there's a difference in response there, what we can then do is, well, let's look at some other immune immunosuppressive medication. Let's try that out. And maybe we find that 30% of them respond better to medication B rather than A.
Yeah.
So then what we can then do is, you know, we can carry out some trials here in New Zealand and then, you know, obviously show the results of that. And then that can actually be implemented into our healthcare, how we roll out our healthcare, for example. It might be a quick, you know, find out if you have this variant. Okay, well, you're not going to respond to that. We're going to give you this instead.
Totally.
And so that is something that can be incorporated into our healthcare system.
That's so cool. So outside of, you know, you mentioned type 2 diabetes as one of these potential, I guess, diseases that you're looking at here. What were some of the other, you know, things that interact with this variation that you can have in genes?
So some of the other things that can interact, well, you know, what I wanted to do was sort of keep it simple. Look at one gene at a time. You know, we all know that. Lots and lots of genes can have an impact, but sometimes one gene can have an impact on its own, right? And so that's a lot of the work that I've been looking at. And I was also looking at another variant that might increase your risk of developing myeloproliferative neoplasms, for example. Is that, and based on the work that we've done, it looks like this variant also doesn't increase the risk of myelo-specific people developing MPNs. Looks like, if anything, it's protective. So the next step for me now is to look at the medications that target these genes that we're looking at, and just to make sure that they all behave the same. If it's meant to suppress immune function, then we want to, we would like to see suppression of that immune function. And so, you know, that's the work moving forward for me at this point.
That's pretty exciting. And so, in what capacity will you be doing that? Where and how will you be kind of applying that research?
So a lot of the research that I'll be doing, you know, will be based at AUT. So I'm now a lecturer at AUT, but collaborating with Auckland Uni. And so what I want to do is I would like to recruit healthy Māori Pacific and European other ethnic groups as well, and really look at their immune system at basal level. And then what I'd like to do is try stimulate them, for example, you know, with your cells, with different stimulants, whether viral or bacterial and so on, and try and see if they all, you know, activate the same, or do some activate differently. And the ones that do activate differently, we'd want to interrogate that further, and just to make sure that it won't lead to anything like a severe disease in that person that has that variant. Yeah.
Wow, such interesting research. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming in and speaking with us about it. Best of luck with the next stage of it, and we'll see you again sometime soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me.
Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.